ABC Radio Darwin.
Yeah, she was quick to pick up and pronounce the Yolngu words, and she could sing with me that we are one big family, but in Wurundjeri language.
And Henry the Octopus came to visit. When did he do that?
That was after with Dorothy. Then we did another project on Henry the Octopus, and we invited Henry Ngarpia because connection kids are learning was from their dreaming stories about octopus. So we had to invite him and teach him a few Wurundjeri language and dance with the kids. And he enjoyed that.
How did the kids respond to him?
They were very happy to see him because it's in the story, and they were so glad, happy to see him.
Come on, Henry. We can show you a fish dance.
A fish dance? Whoa, I'd like that.
And was Henry the Octopus a good dancer?
Yeah, he automatically danced with the children there. Good dancer too.
Must have been a funny picture though.
Yeah.
Tentacles bouncing everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
It was a kind of special thing, right?
Yeah, that was a very special thing for us to invite him outside. And that was something good for the children that they felt when he came. Everyone was happy and joining and talking with Henry.
Why is it important to be sharing the culture out of the community, sharing with the rest of Australia?
Sharing that culture with, they learn at school and they want to share that with other kids who watching that, their language, kasonga, dance. That's why they want to have that communication, relationship together. It's very important to use the language in that movie with Henry and Dorothy. Language is important because kids learn their first language, like father language or mother language. And if they want to interpret any story about octopus, they need to know their own story first before they can bridge and see other story related to that. If we know our story very well, then we can connect to other people because of that foundation learning as they grow up into that, and they'll be able to stand, talk in both language, Yolngu Matta and Balanda Matta.
This has been something that you've been working at for a very long time, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been working with literacy at home, recording old people, then transcribing stories in Wurundjeri language. So when they hear the story, then we put the pictures so they can follow the story for their reading and writing, so they can do the same when they grow up. This is very important, teaching at home, school, and wider community or place like CDU.
Some people have different thoughts about this, about how much of language should be taught in school, how much should just be English. What do you think about that?
We strongly want to have both learning, but first in their own language. When English comes first, and it's frustrating for Yolngu kids not knowing where they are going because it's got no foundation for them, and sometimes they go home and lose interest.
Oh, thank you for showing me your wonderful fish dance. It's time for me to go back to Winkle Bay now.
You're listening to ABC Radio Darwin.